and with another burst of speed, he took off up the alleyway and into the main thoroughfare. I felt compelled at this, partly from fear and partly out of a desire to comfort myself, to speak that talismanic exclamation, "Corks!" But in the end I chose to save my breath and preserve my puff, and so with a vigour born of desperation, I ran on.
On Minos I was running too. Decidedly strange, is it not, to think of the pair of us, separated by oceans and by so many miles, both engaged practically at the same moment, in a frantic headlong dash.
And in the company of the same famously fantastic fellow too.
Still, on we ran, through the island, passing the taverna and the dig on our way, abandoned now to the dusk. On and on we went, until, glimmering in the distance, down by the dark blue of the sea, I saw a familiar sight, one rendered profoundly incongruous by its placement upon the sands. The doctor's bright blue box, his travelling machine.
Ah, that transport of delight, that devilishly, dazzlingly distinguished device. The means by which the Doctor traverses the chronosphere and makes his gutsily gallant peregrinations into the prepossessing provocations of the past and the freakish fascinations of the future.
That's the one.
Big Finish. We love stories.